Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back after the break as Kids Table takes over Ebling and You. I'm Eric Jorgensen, guest hosting.
I'm here with Dan Redford, and I always love when we do Simon and Garfunkel. That really gets it for me.
It's comforting, you know, before Thanksgiving,
yeah, it just
people
makes
are driving
feel,
home,
makes
getting
me feel
family.
Warm.
Yeah, 'tis the season for warming music.
So we actually have a guest today, and his name's Jordan Skoll. How you doing, Jordan?
Great to be here, guys.
And we're going to have you be talking about the Next Bright Idea competition, which is a competition very near and dear to my heart. I actually was able to start that with Kelly Steffen, the student or the alum that's going to be on next. We started that with LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on?
Well, I mean, yeah, you and I have that history between there because I was a contestant last year and I entered, and then you were putting it together with Kelly. And it was just, it had such a lasting effect on me that, you know, LEAP reached out to me. They said they were looking for somebody to fill your shoes, big shoes to fill. But I'm not going to pass up an opportunity to play with Next Bright Idea again. I mean, it was so much fun. I ended up not being able to compete, but I just loved it. This year, though, I will say we're going to try and fill those shoes. We'll give a quick rundown of what it is.
So yes, basically, please do.
There's tons of business plan competitions that are out there. We love those. They're great. They give away money. They really help you hone your business. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to capture really the spirit of entrepreneurship at the earliest stages of it. And so that's why this is more an idea competition. It's not a business plan competition. And so anybody can compete. Anybody, all you have to do is have an idea. Everybody's got an idea. I remember when I was 3 years old or something, I invented bread bowls. I thought it was great. You know, I thought another time I came up with a remote control that acted as a cordless telephone, stuff like that. Whatever you got, if it's an idea, put it out there. You go to nextbrightidea.com. You record a 1 minute, and we're not going to be strict about it. 1 minute, YouTube video, whatever you want to do, Camtasia, however you want to do it. Video of yourself, your idea. Basically what it is, you put it up there, and then you get your friends and family to vote on it. And they should, right? This is the time of year to start entering, because you're going to be with your friends and family. Show them your idea and just tell everybody, try and get them to vote on your idea. After everybody's voted, we're going to take the top 10, and they're going to get a chance to compete live in front of a panel of judges. And the winners will get money. You guys talked about the Hatch earlier on the show. That's great. We're going to be giving away Hatch membership. And we're also opening this competition up to high school students this year, which I'm really excited about. I think they're going to have better ideas than the college students. So everybody bring your A game, I guess.
We're here with Jordan Skoll. He's a senior at Michigan State University and leading the charge for LEAP's Next Bright Idea competition. For those of you in the studio, I'll just clarify, my shoes are not that big. In fact, they're quite average sized. And Jordan actually has some pretty big shoes of his own. You do have your own business, correct? What is that?
That's correct, actually. I got to give a shout out to a couple of my sponsors, if you will. Loomis Law Firm, they're really helping me walk through getting this created. It's a low-profit, limited liability company. We've been talking about Michigan and the greatness of Michigan. This is specific to Michigan. I think there's only 7 other states that can do this, and it's kind of like a hybrid between a LLC and a nonprofit. And basically what we do is we just we come up with business ideas. We get them the initial part going, form the articles, bank accounts, all that stuff. I have a business partner that helps me with all that in Commonwealth Enterprises, Tom Stewart. He's a big guy in the area. And then we hire student interns. We give them a chance to really run their own company for while they're in college. If they meet performance against objectives goals that they laid out for themselves at the end of their term, whatever, if it's a semester, if it's 2 semesters, they actually get to inherit a majority of the company, 95%, 90%, somewhere in there. So it's really exciting for me because, you know, hopefully it can be sustainable. Hopefully it churns out more businesses. And really what we're trying to do is we're trying to capture students before they get lured into corporate devastation. I don't know what I can't think of a good word.
I think
there's
a few people out there can sympathize with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all, I mean, all the graduating students that are entrepreneurial are all panicking about hoping to have our companies launched to the point where we can sustain ourselves before we can graduate and have to, you know, hop on the hamster wheel. But I'm sure that combined with the Hatch will do some really cool things in the coming years. And your company actually sort of launched as a result of NextBread Idea last year, right?
Yeah, actually, it's really amazing because even though I never got to compete in the finals, which I was really upset about, ended up going to Ghana, and we were talking about globalization earlier, but I underestimated the internet in Ghana, so I wasn't able to compete remotely like I had hoped. But yeah, even just making it to the finals and not even showing up, playing hooky for the finals, it's opened so many doors for me. I mean, I wouldn't have this position with Leap if it wasn't for the NextBread Idea. My business has really gained a lot of traction. I got my business partner. I've got, you know, the backers, Loomis. I got business coaching from Mike Bills, MB Strategies, who's a fantastic guy, a fantastic coach. And yeah, I mean, really, I owe almost all of it to NextBread Idea and I mean, to certain mentors and people in the area.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're really excited to hear about how the competition goes. And when are the finals again?
The finals are going to be, we'll start, the last day to enter is January 26th. And then you can enter at www.nextbrightidea.com. And then the championship, the final competition, will be at Above the Harem Lounge on February 24th.
Yeah. And I can tell you firsthand, it's a really fun night.
Yeah, I was there too. It was awesome.
So, all right, www.nextbrightidea.com is the place to go to find out about all these amazing ideas that are coming out of the heads of our young people. I'm continuing to be amazed by what they're coming up with. So, we were with Jordan Skoll of the NextBread Idea competition, and this is Kids Table Takes Over Ebling and You, WILS 1320. We'll be back after the break.